There was insect repellent in the closet above the coats and shoes and the vacuum cleaner. A steel blue Electrolux, brand new. Nora remembered Bree brushing blonde hair from her cheek.
Pushing a vacuum, is that what you want for your life?
Nora was halfway out the door when she had the idea. The wasps were busy, already reassembling the nest, and they seemed not to notice Nora when she came outside again, carrying the Electrolux. The machine sat in the driveway, as incongruous and odd as a steel-blue pig. Nora put her gloves back on, her hat, and a jacket. She wrapped a scarf around her face. She plugged the vacuum in and turned it on, letting it hum for a moment, sounding strangely small in the open air, before she picked up the nozzle. Boldly, she stuck it into what remained of the nest. The wasps buzzed and rushed with anger. Her cheek and arm stung just at the sight of them, but they were quickly sucked in with a rattling sound, like acorns bouncing on the roof. She waved the nozzle in the air, a magic wand, collecting all the angry insects, shredding the delicate nest. Soon, she had them all. She kept the vacuum running while she looked for some way to cover the nozzle. She didn't want these wasps, so industrious and single-minded, to escape. It was such a warm, sunny day, and the drinks had left her so relaxed. She stuck the nozzle into the dirt, but the machine began to make a straining sound. Then she noticed the tailpipe of the car. Yes, the nozzle fit on it perfectly. Deeply satisfied, overcome with accomplishment, Nora turned the machine off and went inside. At the bathroom sink, sun pouring in through the frosted windows, she undid the scarf and took off her hat, studying her image in the mirror. Dark green eyes and blonde hair, and a face made thin by worry. Her hair was flattened, and her skin was filmed with sweat. An angry red welt rose on her cheek. She bit lightly at the inside of her lip, wondering what David saw when he looked at her. Wondering who was she, really, trying to fit in with Kay Marshall 1 minute and Bree's friends the next, driving wildly to the river, never in a place that felt like home. Which of those selves did David see? Or was it another woman entirely who slept beside him every night? Herself, yes, but not as she would ever see herself, and not as he had once seen her either. Any more than she saw the man she had married each night when David came home, hung his suit jacket carefully over a chair, and snapped open the evening paper. She dried her hands and went to put ice on her swollen cheek. The wasp nest hung tattered and empty from the eave of the garage. The Electrolux stood squatly in the driveway, connected to the tailpipe of the car by its long pleated hose, a silver umbilical cord that flashed in the sun. She imagined David coming home to find the wasps gone, the backyard decorated, the party planned down to the last perfect detail. He would be surprised, she hoped, and pleased. She glanced at her watch. It was time to get Paul. On the back steps, Nora paused, groping in her purse for the house keys. A strange noise from the driveway made her look up. It was a kind of buzzing, and at first she thought the wasps were starting to escape. But the blue air was clear, empty. The buzzing became a sizzling, and then there was the electrical scent of ozone, burning wires. These, Nora realized with a kind of slow wonder, were all coming from the Electrolux. She hurried down the steps. Her feet hit the blacktop. Her hand was reaching through the bright spring air, when suddenly the Electrolux exploded and sprang out of reach, careening across the grassy lawn and hitting the fence so hard it broke a plank. The blue machine fell amid the rhododendrons, smoke billowing out in oily clouds, whining like a wounded animal.